That's the overture to Duke Ellington's Nutcracker Suite, and you can hear the whole thing on the 30th of this month in Cambridge. And now, here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for Kevin Legendre and Jazz Lineup.
Hello, it's loud, it grooves, and it makes people stomp their feet as well as lend an ear. That's a taste of today's concert performance by British Asian clarinetist Arun Ghosh with his sextet recorded at the 2017 London Jazz Festival. And I can tell you that was a cracking set that had the audience up and dancing. But there are new releases aplenty from both sides of the Atlantic to catch up with, and one album that's certainly been arousing some interest is the fine new CD by a trio led by Finnish pianist Aki Rissanen. It's his second outing on the Edition record label following 2016's Amarandum and shows the growth of the trio in no uncertain terms. Aki is joined by double bassist Antti Lochinen and drummer Teppo Mikkonen. This is the opening track of the album Another North, a hard-hitting number called Blind Desert.
Thank you.
Finnish pianist Aki Rissanen with the strong pounding groove of Blind Desert taken from Another North. On the sleeve, he's pictured in a very stoic pose against the backdrop of one of the many lakes in his native country. And I wonder if he's not trying to wash away some of the expectations or cliches of Nordic jazz with this new album, which is a rounded, very mature piece of work. From Finland to Britain, more precisely to the north of England and Manchester, heartland of the clarinetist Arun Ghosh, who's been an exciting name on the UK jazz scene for the best part of a decade, blending all kinds of music with the rhythmic and melodic riches of his Indian heritage. Well, he was one of the standout performers on the jazz lineup stage at the London Jazz Festival with his excellent band, which consists of Chris Williams on alto sax, Yaz Ahmed on trumpet, Shirley Tete on electric guitar, Liran Donin on electric bass, Dave Walsh on drums, and of course Arun Ghosh on clarinet. They start their set with Snakebite with Bacchus.
We'll be right back.
an absolutely rollicking way to start a gig. And I can tell you that people were up and dancing from more or less the first beat. That is Aaron Ghosh with Snakebite with Bacchus, and there'll be more from the band later. It's always great hearing from our listeners, and if you want to get in touch, you can email us at jazzlineup@bbc.co.uk if there's anything you'd like to hear on future shows, or maybe you want to share some jazz news with us. And remember, you can download Jazz Lineup, enjoy it for up to 30 days after broadcast via the BBC iPlayer radio app. Time now for music from a young singer and composer who's been developing a strong artistic identity over the last few years, and her latest album sees her investigate her Jamaican heritage with brilliant results. She is Zara McFarlane, the record is Arise, and was largely recorded in Jamaica, where Zara did extensive research on the country's embarrassment of musical riches that includes deep traditions such as Kumina, as well as ska and reggae. The album was co-produced by drummer Moses Boyd and has some of Zara's most personal songs to date. Here's one of my favourite tracks. This is In Between Worlds.
Brings you back to me, the tide of our love.
I'll stick my neck out and say that for me, he's one of the best cornet players in contemporary jazz. So subtle and lyrical, such melodic phrasing and tonal richness. It is Ron Miles, and that's a piece called Mother Juggler from his superb new album, I Am a Man, on Yellowbird Records, which looks at equality, civil rights, human rights. That reference in the title to the demonstrations in the 60s is more relevant than ever. It's all set against the backdrop of very turbulent times in America today. It's a very important album. He's backed by an all-star band, Brian Blade on drums, Bill Frisell on guitar, Thomas Morgan on double bass, and Jason Moran on piano. And before that, it was Zara McFarlane and In Between Worlds, which is taken from her current album, Arise. You're listening to the best of jazz from the UK and beyond with me, Kevin Legrand, on Jazz Lineup here on BBC Radio 3. Now to concert music from clarinetist Aaron Ghosh. He was on our Jazz Lineup stage at the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank Centre as part of the London Jazz Festival in a thrilling afternoon of music that also featured saxophone colossus Chris Potter, spoken word artist Anthony Joseph, the young up-and-coming guitarist Rob Luft, and the excellent harpist Alina Zhezinska. The atmosphere was electric, people were dancing, and a good time was definitely had by all. Before we enjoy the music, let's hear from Arun, who I caught up with just before he went on stage. So I'm backstage at the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank Centre, and Aaron Ghosh and his band are just about to grace our stage. Aaron, we're all very excited about this set that you're going to perform. Tell me a bit about the band.
We've got the core band that have been on tour. That's myself on clarinet, Chris Williams on alto saxophone, Liron Donin on bass, Shirley Tetter on electric guitar, and Dave Walsh from Manchester on drums. We're joined also by the fantastic trumpet player Yaz Ahmed today.
So the new album, it has a very interesting title, But Where Are You Really From? Tell me more about that.
Well, that's right, But Where Are You Really From? It's a question that when you grow up as a person of colour in this country, you're often asked that. I grew up in Bury and Bolton and Manchester, and often I was asked that, you know, and then people would be like, oh, where are you from? And I'd be like, Trimmingham Drive, you know, and people would, no, but where are you really from? And you start having to answer that kind of question, and you say, oh, well, you know, my family's from India, or this kind of thing. But actually we realise just how much, you know, geographical kind of moving and shaking there's been, you know, in terms of how we've all got here as people. And that's the prosaic answer, but I think that then it musically it moves beyond that, because I think what I'm trying to say on this album is I can't think of myself as a jazz musician. I can't really think of myself as a South Asian musician. I feel that kind of there's so many kind of identities that come into this music and make it what it is. I think my Northwestern identity is huge. There's a piece on the album called Pastoral Sympathy, This Land Is Mine, and it's all about, and we're going to be playing it today, and that it's all about my relationship to the northern countryside.
You know, well, I remember your debut album, if I can just interrupt for a moment, your debut album was called Northern Namaste, mm-hmm. which is a very strong statement as well. Do you feel that this question of identity and what it means to be British is even more pressing today when we're right in the middle of Brexit, contentious relationship with Europe? I mean, I completely identify with what you're saying about people saying, but where are you really from? Because mm-hmm. it happens to me a lot as well. Is the question of identity something which is, it's not so much you're going towards it, but it comes towards you?
I think I totally agree with that. And I think it just feels that the questions just seem to be repeating. It seems that, but I think on the other hand, there's a common understanding, I think, in this country now that we're all from all over the place, and that's just the way it is. And musically, the same thing happens, because you've got different genres colliding, different generational approaches colliding, different kind of musical textures and approaches to music making, and technologies colliding, you know. So with this, there's elements that are hundreds, thousands of years old, some of the kind of ancient Indian rags that I'm using. But then I've got punk stuff, I've got driving rhythmic stuff that's inspired by, you know, old school hip hop, stuff that's been inspired by kind of much more kind of ambient Aphex Twinny kind of things. There's a real mix of musical approaches. I also think that there's a huge Manchester kind of vibe to it. It's very really important for me to sort of just not feel that I need to sound a particular way. I just need to kind of make the music that I like playing. And I think that's core to what this album is, and it answers those questions. If I feel like being a punk, I'm a punk. If I feel like being a junglist, I'm a junglist. If I feel like playing jazz, and if I feel like playing the clarinet, that's what I'm going to do. And that's kind of, that I don't feel I have to kind of conform to any kind of perception about what is expected for me to be as a musician. And that's what this album is really saying, I think.
So whether you're a punk or a junglist or a jazz musician, you're always going to be Aaron Ghosh. Aaron Ghosh, it's a real pleasure to talk to you as always. Let's enjoy the music now.
Great to see you again and looking forward to playing.
Thank you very much. How are you all doing, London Jazz Festival? What a pleasure it is to be here today. Thank you to Jazz Lineup, Kevin Legendre. We're going to play a piece of music now. This is a more chilled out one. It's about my love of the northern countryside. And this is called Pastoral Sympathy. This land is mine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, they started with a bang and they kept the energy going, sometimes pushing it to ferocious heights right till the very end of the set. That was Dagger Dance by the Arun Ghosh Sextet, going down a storm at the EFG London Jazz Festival. You're listening to the best of jazz from the UK and beyond with me, Kevin Legendre, on Jazz Lineup here on BBC Radio 3. And if you want to get in touch with us, share any of your jazz stories, we'd love to hear from you. You can email jazzlineup@bbc.co.uk. And remember to check out the recently launched BBC Music Jazz Portal, a one-stop destination for the very best of jazz across the BBC, on radio, TV and online, where you can hear a wide range of jazz programmes, including some great Radio 3 action from the recent London Jazz Festival. That's live editions of Late Junction and Jazz Now, and also the splendid opening night gala concert of Jazz Voice, and that link is also up on the Jazz Lineup page. Next up, somebody who's known as a drummer, but he's also an educator who works with a new wave of young musicians. Andrew Bain is the Artistic Director of Jazz for the National Youth Orchestras of Scotland and Senior Lecturer in Jazz at the Birmingham Conservatoire. His CV is mightily impressive. He's played with everybody from the trumpeter Kenny Wheeler to saxophonist Jean Toussaint, via guitarist Elliot Sharp, to name but a few. On his latest record, he's put together what's something of an all-star American group: double bassist Michael Janish, pianist George Colligan, and tenor saxophonist John Irabagon. From the album The Embodied Suite, this is the opening piece, Accompaniment.
Thank you.
pianist and composer Andrew Bain with a majestic fanfare called Accompaniment from his new album, The Embodied Hope Suite. That's on Whirlwind Records. New music now from a wise old soul in jazz who's revered for his sterling work over the best part of five decades across the entire spectrum of the music, from New Orleans to the avant-garde. We're talking about the great trombonist Roswell Rudd, and he's made a truly beautiful album, Embrace, with a fine quartet that features Ken Filiano on bass, Lafayette Harris on piano, and the wonderful vocalist Faye Victor. This is a very hearty reprise of Charles Mingus's classic Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. Thank you.
Lester Young, he's out of style. I am here to tell you press is happening right now. Life story, love and glory. If you listen when he plays it for you, listen, listen and dig it. Can you dig it? Lester Young is playing what he's feeling, kneeling and dancing you home, kneeling and dancing you home, kneeling. So da da, so do da da, so do da da, so do da 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 da, so do da 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 da, so do da 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 da.
It's one of the great ballads in jazz history, but there it is transformed in a danceable Latin style by trombonist Roswell Rudd and his band featuring the superb singer Faye Victor. That's from the album Embrace, and you'll find that on the Rare Noise label. Another quartet of a very different kind now, which is led by the Tunisian oud virtuoso Anwar Brahim. You may remember he collaborated with double bassist Dave Holland and saxophonist John Sermon on the memorable Timar, one of the best albums of the 90s. Well, Brahim is back with Dave Holland, who was recently at the London Jazz Festival with Zakir Hussain on fine form, showing that he can move seamlessly from Indian music to Arabic music with no problem at all. And they're joined by drummer Jack DeJohnette and British pianist Django Bates. The sound of this new group is utterly sublime. From the album Blue Makam, here's a piece called Opening Day. Thank you. The tantalising sound of the oud played by Anwar Brahim, with the lyrical bass playing of Dave Holland, the light touch drumming of Jack DeJohnette, and Django Bates just skimming the piano there with so much understatement and delicacy. The piece is Opening Day, and it's from Brahim's outstanding new album on ECM Records, and it's really an object lesson in how to combine the hypnotic strains of Arabic modes, or maqam, with world-class improvisation. Another musician who was greatly interested in the music of the Middle East and Turkey, particularly the time signatures, was pianist Dave Brubeck, known for his international hit single Take Five. It was written by the alto saxophonist in his band Paul Desmond, whose birthday happens to be today, the 25th of November. So to mark that, here's a reminder of that timeless beat in 5/4. The Dave Brubeck Quartet featuring the alto saxophonist Paul Desmond and, of course, the timeless Take Five. On next week's jazz lineup, there'll be more music from the London Jazz Festival with harpist Alina Zhezhinska and her excellent tribute to Alice Coltrane. Remember to catch Jeffrey Smith's Jazz Tonight, where he's celebrating stride piano with Ralph Sutton and Dick Hyman. Jazz Now on Monday night features the excellent French bassist Olly Dixier, again recorded at the London Jazz Festival. But we're going to close tonight with a great British saxophonist. His name is Courtney Pine. From his album Black Notes from the Deep, this is one of my favourite tracks, You Know Who You Are. Till next time, from me, Kevin Legendre, bye-bye. Thank you.
You Know Who You Are by Courtney Pine, ending this week's edition of Jazz Lineup. And you can join Kevin Legendre again next week at the same time of 5 o'clock. Tonight's programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade.
This little lump of earth, baked dry in the Babylonian sun over 2,500 years ago, is a kind of thought experiment.
BBC Radio 4's series about the expression of shared beliefs.
Buried in the pot was a jumble of gods. It's a typical Roman situation. Two gods, one of the victors, one of the vanquished, in every sense, intermingled.
Neil McGregor continues his 30-part exploration, Living with the Gods, weekdays at 9:45 in the morning and then available on the BBC Radio 4 website.
Good evening, I'm Chris Berrow and this is BBC Radio 3. Later at 10 o'clock, Sarah Moore-Peach and Robert Warby present Here and Now live from the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival. There's music from the Austrian group Nickel and improvisations from Archer Spade, who are a guitar and trombone duo. Before that, at 9:30, the artist Susan Aldworth is exploring new research from York University into the 3-second rule. It's got nothing to do with whether you can eat food that you've dropped on the floor, though. In fact, it's to do with the length of our attention span, which works in bursts. Now, pay close attention because it's time for Opera on Three, and tonight we have the Greek tragedy and story of the sorceress who murders her two children to avenge her husband Jason. This is a new production of Cherubini's Medea by director Fiona Shaw, which was recorded last month at Wexford Festival Opera. And that's where we find Sean Rafferty, just outside the National Opera House of Ireland.
Fáilte go leath Garman, welcome again to Wexford. It's autumn and as sure as birds migrate, well, so opera aficionados descend on this little sea-girt Viking town in southeast of Ireland. Rarities are a speciality, and we are here to hear Luigi Cherubini's take on the distraught and murderous Medea.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Opera House.
Thank you very much. This is traditional welcome.
Well, welcome home to Ireland, Sean.
He said with a strong Canadian accent. David Agler, Artistic Director. David McLaughlin, Chief Executive.
Good
evening,
Sean.
Stand
great
here
to see you again.
The cold and welcome everybody.
Every night. Every night. Way in and way out.
Guys, we'll see you later.
See you later.
Come and join us. Thank you very much indeed. You'd never know there was a theatre here in this narrow street. Its facade, we've just come through, looks like two or three townhouses. Until a decade ago, indeed, behind was a mid-19th century theatre royal. It is now a new, well, nearly 10 years old, and magnificent circa 800-seat National Opera House of Ireland, all glowing North American black walnut and purple leather seats. And we're making our way gently through a sort of traditional throng of opera goers into the theatre itself. Well, I'm now in the box at the back of the circle. The seats are filling up and there is, as always, a veritable hum of expectation. But who, I wonder, has seen all three of this year's Wexford offerings, or perhaps even one? Franco Alfano's Resurrezione, based on Tolstoy's novel, Margherita by Jacopo Ferroni, and Cherubini's Medea, which is what we will hear tonight. Opera North, Covent Garden have had productions of that. Its fame, though, is due to a 1950s recording by the legendary Maria Callas. Tonight, in many ways, is different to all of them. The director Fiona Shaw and the conductor Stephen Barlow have refined the complex performing history of this piece. It's basically a French opera, premiered in 1797 in Italian clothing. And the music, well, it looks forward to Beethoven and Berlioz, but there is, too, a classical simplicity that has echoes of Haydn and Mozart. Not surprisingly, says our conductor Stephen Barlow.
6 years after Mozart died, this piece was written, and Cherubini has fallen off the edge, really.